As Mark Hunter is with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. Good, thank you.
Nine races today. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a pretty moderate meeting, to be honest, Nadia. There's quite a few horses will break their maiden status here in the first five races and not a lot of depth. So hopefully we've found the winners at the right prices.
All right, well, that's the main aim of the game. Let's have a look at race one, three-year-old fillies race. No scratchings. We've got Caballero, who's at $2 the favourite. Mahira at $5. $3.74 Messino. $9 for Once Upon a Dream.
I thought this favourite would win, number one, Caballero. It came off a good trial, went to Bendigo in a hot maiden and was far from disgrace running third behind Temple of Bell and Hapuka. I've seen how good that form is. I think fitter for that run, the jump to the mile, dropping grade from the good gate for James Winks, I thought it would kick us off with a winner. Number five, Machino, looks to be the danger. It was well-backed and disappointed up there at Benalla, then given a great ride last time at Cranbourne, ran well. It looks to be on the improve. Number three, Crushed. It's the likely leader. It's got the claim. It'll give you a sight. And four, Mahira, who comes through the same race as Machino, got back, never did a hell of a lot, but he's getting fitter for racing. One should win here, 1, 5, 3, and 4.
So we go 1, 5, 3, and 4 in the first. To race two, a fillies and mare's maiden. This is over 1,000. You can take out the three. Now we've got the favourite, the two, Beyond the Dream, who was placed last start at 2.40, 4.40 Lady Loft, down to No VCAT at 5.50, 7.4 Purple Stiletto, and then you're down to Salty Kisses at $8.
Yeah, a couple of winners yesterday for Mike Moroney, and I think you might get a couple more today, and this might be one of them here, number seven, Lady Loft. It made its debut back in May at Seymour. It got beaten for speed and only hooked to the outside sort of the last 200 metres and did make good ground over the line. It's gone for a spell. It's come back. It's jumped out recently, showed good speed. I thought it just might spear to the top and be too good for these. To beat number two, Beyond the Dream, who ran a better race last time, suspect race though at Ballarat, I think, but has got a chance. Number six, Spend Up, has shown some ability. A recent jump out, it showed speed, went okay. And 10, Salty Kisses, who did enjoy a good run on debut at Kilmore. Was no match for the winner there. She's popular. But I don't think that horse will be disgraced at Moonee Valley on Saturday. 7 to beat 2, 6 and 10.
7, 2, 6 and 10. We go to the third. This is over 1,200 for fillies and mares. You can take out the one. We've got the likes of number 9, Azalea at 360. Chalcidian is at 8.50, Dragon Wife at 7, down to Kiwi Showgirl at 2.30, and No Doubt Mom at 6.50.
Yeah, with the favourite here, number 12, Kiwi Showgirl, it might need a bit of luck here from gate one, but it was a good debut at Bendigo. It got back, it weaved its way through, ran on really strongly and just missed. This is no harder. It just needs to take a spot, have some luck, and it's the one to beat, but it's pretty cramped odds. To beat number 13, No Doubt Mom, who didn't show a whole lot first campaign, was okay without raving. It's come back from a spell. It looks like it's jumped out quite well. Number 9, Azalea, it's had a lot of tries. Just getting back onto a better surface might improve. And one at odds here, number 5, Mighty Nitrox. I didn't think it was the worst trialer. It's got Ryan Maloney on its home track. Wouldn't shock to see it run a race at odds. I'll go 12, 13, 9 and 5.
12, 13, 9 and 5, the third, the fourth race. Here there are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Crafty Aquila at 8. Then you're down to two equal favourites here. The 9, Black and Tan at 3.10 and Divine Jewel, who's at 3.10. Two first starters in the 11, Embezzlement at 7.50 and 12, Latasora, who's at $7.50. How have you gone splitting this pair, Mark?
Yeah, I'm with number 9 here, Nadia, Black and Tan. Look, you go back last campaign, it's got a couple of placings, but in between those was an eighth behind Booker, where it was far from disgraced. It's had a jump out recently at Caulfield. It actually got knocked over and nearly fell in the jump out, which isn't a bad performance. Picked itself up, finished the jump out off really well. I think from gate one with Geordie Childs, we just need a bit of luck getting clear, and I think it's clearly the one to beat. To beat number 10, Divine Jewel, had jumped out okay going to that debut. It missed the start. Did get a good run through. Better run okay without raving. Number 8, Tatar de Goose, got back, was no match. Got beaten by a good horse first up, was no match and fought on okay. And 13, Zippity, who just got forced a bit wide on debut, should go better from the good draw. 9, 10, 8 and 13.
So we go 9, 10, 8 and 13. Well, the fifth race is a fillies and mares maiden over 1,400. Take out 3, 9 and also 12. Number 2, Lady Mahala is at 3.80. Down to number 5, Dramatist, who is a first starter for Robert Smurden at 2.90. $6 there. Lucy is a girl. Down to Pollinator at $8 and Set with Jewels at 6.
Yeah, tough race. I'm with number 8, Lucy is a Girl, who two starts ago at Benalla in a pretty handy maiden, was beaten by Bed Talk and Sun Quan on good ground, then got on the heavy track last time and was just terrible. I think getting back onto a better surface from the good draw can turn its form around and run well in a pretty even maiden to beat number 13, Set with Jewels. Only had the one run, got a long, long way back, was thrashed but ran on quite well, fitter and gets onto its home track. 11, Raziel, got back, finished the race off nicely. First up, 1,400 metres should suit. And number 5, Dramatist, he won a trial. It was a pretty bunch finish in that trial. Looks like 1,400 metres will suit first up, but does seem cramped odds. 8, 13, 11 and 5.
8, 13, 11 and 5 in race 5. Up to the quaddie legs now, race 6 being the first. Fillies and mares 58 over 1,000. Take out the 9, number 1, Atomic Lockade is at 2.40. $4 for North Cape, 3.80 Dragon Artist. Then you're down to the 7, Dothraki Princess at $6.50.
Yeah, it's a shocking race. You'd think the winner has to come out of the top 4. I'm going to go with number 3, Dragon Artist. It's a 7-year-old mare. It's had 32 goes for 2 wins. It's quite limited, but it's racing as well as it can. It's got speed and got the claim for Georgie Cartwright. It'll give you a good sight up on the speed. To beat number 2, North Cape, would probably win on its best form. It was a very plain fifth last time, but has got a chance because the race is so weak. And number 1, Atomic Lockade, I think all you wanted was a good jump out, and it was a good thing. Went and had a look at the jump out. It was just okay. And 4, Far North West, who comes across off a long break from Tasmania now for Jared McLean. I think it's the only other one who could feature in this race. 3, 2, 1, 4.
So 3, 2, 1, and 4. The 7th is the Fillies and Mares 70 over 1,600. Take out the 3. Number 1, Groovens at 250. 460 for Shenandoah. Down to Linguist at 370. Prior Eclipse is at $4.20.
Again, it's a race that looks to be 4 main chances here. I'll go 2, Shenandoah. Resumed. First up at Cranbourne behind Banish and Mrs. Gardini, which is pretty good form for a race like this. It pretty much had every chance, fought on okay. I think fitter getting to the mile can improve with the claim. To beat number 5, Prior Eclipse. Absolute model of consistency, this horse. It was just beaten last time. It's going to get a great run here with Lucy Dude's claim on its home track. But as you can see from its form, it just struggles to break through. Number 1, Groovin, ran okay last time in town, drops back in distance. And 4, Linguist, who was beaten by Super Snob last time, which is pretty good form, gets a lovely run from the draw. Not much between these, 2, 5, 1 and 4.
2, 5, 1 and 4 in race 7. The 8th is a Fillies and Mares 1,400 metre race. Take out runners 7 and 9. Number 1, Lily Morn at 3. Down to $5 for Lily's Reward. $8.50 for Mona Jet. Gran Trifina is at 7 and $6.50 for Ellen Rower.
Yeah, I think this could be the double here for Mike Moroney. I've got a bit of time for this mare, number 1, Lily Morn. She shows really good staying promise. First up, she just couldn't wind up in time, but she hit the line strongly. She jumps to 1,400 metres. She's drawn well. She just needs even luck from the 500 metres to build her momentum. And all going well, I think she's just too good for them. 5, Lily's Reward. Racing really well for Steve Bateman. It'll go forward. It'll make its own luck. I think it's the danger. 8, Her Command. Consistent, drawn a bit awkwardly and just struggling to break through next best. And 12, Alan Rowe, off a much weaker race and from an awkward draw, has got some chance. But I think with even luck here, number 1 wins 1, 5, 8 and 12.
1, 5, 8 and 12. And then to the last race, where you can take out runners 2, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14 and the 19. Number 1, a missed opportunity at 4.20. Down to El Questro, who's won its last 2 at 6.50. Sweet Perfume at 9, 4.80 for Hurry. And then you're looking at Joan Constance at 5.50. Swiss Beauty is at $4.60.
I think we just need the inside to be okay here. For number 1, a missed opportunity. It had not much went right in town first up, then dropped back in grade to the bush. Got a lovely run behind them. Sailed through and was too good. I think I can see the horse getting the same run here from Barrier 1 with the claim. And I think it's the one to beat. To beat number 10, Swiss Beauty. Comes out of the same race, draws for a great run and getting fitter with each run. Number 6, Hurry, has had 2 runs back. It'll give you a good side up on the speed. And then number 3, El Questro, who's having a terrific first campaign. It's got that wide gate to overcome, but has got Luke Nolan on board to fix that problem. 1, 10, 6 and 3.
1, 10, 6 and 3. And what about a best roughy quaddie and your play of the day, Mark?
My best, Nadia, is race 8, number 1, Lily Morn. I found it hard to find a roughie, so I'll go with what I consider value. Race 5, number 8, Lucy is a Girl. A quaddie, First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, into 1, 2, 4, 5, into 1 and 5, into 1, 3, 6 and 10. And my play of the day is a trifecta in race 8. I'm going 1 to beat 5 from the field for third, and then just switching it around, 1 to beat the field and 5 for third.
Sounds wonderful. Good luck. Thank you for that, Mark.
Thanks, Nadia.
Here's Mike Huntle with his preview of the meeting from Ballarat today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 10:30.
The home of spring racing, RSN 927.